So yeah, this is what I'll be talking about today. It's joint work with Cameron Wafa and Albrecht Klein. Okay, so the basic consequence of mirror symmetry is that certain topological string computations on Calabi-Yau X and its mirror, Calabi-Yau Y, agree. And in the context of closed strings, this is well known and well studied. Namely, mirror symmetry predicts agreement of topological A model amplitudes on X, which are given in terms of holomorphic maps of Riemann surfaces into X, and basically reduced to counting of holomorphic curves in X, and B model amplitudes, which are given in terms of periods of differential forms on the mirror. So, in the context of D-brains, mirror symmetry exchanges special Lagrangian D-brains and D-brains wrapping holomorphic submanifolds. So, in this case, one is interested in topological strings on Riemann surfaces with boundaries. So, a topological A model admits boundaries on special Lagrangian submanifolds, a topological B model on holomorphic D-brains, and mirror symmetry exchanges the two. Okay. In this talk, I will show that the topological B model disk partition function is exactly is computable in certain cases, basically because the theory is classical. On the other hand, mirror symmetry relates this to a highly non-trivial problem of counting of holomorphic disks ending on the mirror Lagrangian. So the result of those computations is our prediction. This is, in fact, of physical interest as well, and this is because topological string captures holomorphic information about low energy dynamics of superstring. And in particular, the disk partition function computes superpotential of the four-dimensional n equals to 1 theory. Okay, so the natural setting to study A model geometry is a two-dimensional linear sigma model with 2,2 supersymmetry. So take, for example, a U1 gauge theory with four chiral fields, some set of charges Q, and no superpotential. The Higgs branch is a space of solutions minimal of Deaton potential, modulo G, and if some of the old charges is zero, it is expected to flow to a conformal invariant sigma model in the infrared. This construction gives you a natural Kähler metric and Kähler form induced from C4, which do not coincide with those of the conformal sigma model. However, the virtue or the power of the linear sigma model is that topological strings, with or without boundaries, are insensitive to the difference, which is basically a Deaton variation. So, geometrically, X can be viewed as a T3 vibration. The base of this vibration is the image of the moment map, where X's are mapped to their absolute value squares and restricted to D is equal to zero. So, for example, for the small resolution of the conifold, there are two fields of charge plus one, two of charge minus one, and so the base is basically R3 plus, which is cut off by a Harpo plane where X2 square vanishes. The moment map forgets the phases of X's, so the fiber is a torus of phases modulo G. And generic fiber is just a T3. Over the boundaries of the base, one will get smaller fibers. For example, over the one-dimensional boundaries, the fiber is a circle. And this is because two of the coordinates vanish there. So in particular, over the interior edge, this gives a holomorphic S2, whose north patch is parameterized by X1, the south patch by X2. And the size of this P1 is set by the Feidel Laplace term. So this is just the Kähler parameter of the theory. And this is complexified by the theta angle of the U1. Okay, the allowed boundaries of the A model are on Lagrangian submanifolds of X. those on which the caliform vanishes. So let me emphasize again that for the purposes of topological strings, the wrong caliform is good enough. So with this, there are many examples of Lagrangians you can construct in the geometry, but there is a particularly interesting family that I will focus on. And they're given by these two equations, subject to D-term constraint and modulo G. The first equation says that Lagrangian projects to a line in the base, and without loss of generality, you can choose this line to emanate from the point C. The second equation says selects a T2 subspace of the fiber, generically. So if C lies in the generic point on the boundary, the topology of the Lagrangian you get is R cross T2. However, if you choose C to lie on the one-dimensional edge, this Lagrangian degenerates into two copies of C cross S1. So they can then exist independently. So let's focus on the half on the half A-brain, that of topology C cross S1. The modula of the brain are its position on the one-dimensional edge, together with the holonomy of the walled volume U1 around the circle. So this moduli space looks very singular. There are no perturbative alpha prime corrections in the A model. However, there are instanton corrections, which are homomorphic disks ending on the Lagrangian. So this gives you a natural coordinate on the moduli space, which is the size of the minimal such disk, the action of the minimal disk. So for example, for the brain on the figure, it's located at x1 is c1, x3 and x4 vanish, and the action is given by this. C1 itself coincides with the size with the natural notion of the size of the with the size of the disk. It is clear that there are many phases to this, depending on where you put the brain. So this will give different weak coupling expansions. Oguri and Vafa conjectured that topological A model partition functions on Riemann surfaces with boundaries have very definite integrality properties. In particular, for the disk partition, they conjectured that the disk partition function takes the following form. Here, n, mk are integers, which can be negative, so, which up to a sign count the number of primitive holomorphic disks, holomorphic disk instantons in the relative homology class MK. Primitive ones are the ones which are embedded in X. So here, M is the boundary class. It's the winding number around the S1. K is the class in H2 of X. This is because two instantons in the same boundary class differ by class in H2 of X. And sum over n is a sum over multi-covers. So a direct computation of these integers is a hard mathematical problem. However, we can use mirror symmetry to map it to a simple computation in the B model. To do mirror symmetry, as Hori and Vafa explained, one dualizes the phases of chiral fields in the linear sigma model. The dual fields, yi, are cylinder valued, and they're related to axes in the following way. Because of this, the D-term constraint maps to a holomorphic constraint in terms of y's. The mirror B model is a theory of variations of complex structures on the following hypersurface. Here, yi of u and v are non-trivial solutions to the holomorphic constraint. Non-trivial means modulo this. And the general form is this. This bracket should be missing. And there's a two-parameter family, obviously, where the coefficients a and b are integers. The mirror of the half A brain we considered is a holomorphic curve in Y. this curve is given by x is equal to 0, z arbitrary, so z is the coordinate on the world volume, and a choice of a point on the Riemann surface, 0, is which is given by this. Since the left-hand side vanishes, the right-hand side must as well. So the configuration space of the B-brain is a Riemann surface. So for example, for the mirror of the small resolution of the conifold, the mirror is given by this, and the B-brain propagates on the Riemann surface, which looks like this. Okay, the B-model theory is classical in the sense that all amplitudes can be computed in the point particle limit. In particular, the partition function on a disk is the value of the classical string field theory action. The action is given as follows, where d of omega is the holomorphic 3 form on the mirror. Holomorphic 3 form on Y. See here, what you integrate over is a curve that the brain wraps, which need not necessarily be holomorphic. In fact, in general, it's not. So it's easy to evaluate this integral, and what it evaluates to is the Abel-Jacobi map on the Riemann surface. Here, U star is the asymptotic position of the brain. And V of U is determined by the equation of the Riemann surface. Note, however, that this is not invariant under the allowed reparameterizations of the Riemann surface. The allowed reparameterizations are in SL2Z because of the periodicities of U and V, and so as to preserve the holomorphic 3 form. It is not invariant, and in fact it transforms by a boundary term. So the choice of this boundary term can be regarded as a choice of a physical field as the one which is held fixed at infinity. There is a natural choice of good variable, of good parameterization, which is imposed by mirror symmetry. And this depends on the phase. For example, the A model, in a given phase, when it is weakly coupled, the A model disk partition function, when the A model is weakly coupled, vanishes. So in the B model, since the partition function is given as follows, since the partition function is given as follows, you want to choose a parameterization of the Riemann surface such that the corresponding asymptote of the Riemann surface is parameterized by V approximately 0 and U arbitrary and large. So this is just a choice of the natural transverse coordinate to the brain. I'll try to avoid that. Sorry.
I would try to see if this works. I would prefer that.
Okay, so a good parameterization, as I said, is a choice where V is approximately 0 and U is arbitrary and large. However, if U and V are such a pair, then U plus NV and V are also good coordinates for any integer n. So this is a source of quantum ambiguity because there is no classical reasoning which can fix this integer. So n is the extra data in the extra infrared data which is needed to define the quantum theory. On the A model side, this is related to the choice of a one form on the Lagrangian which is used to deform it. It has another nice interpretation in the context of O minus 1 times O minus 1 over P1 and large energy and Sama's duality. There, A model amplitudes in the presence of the Lagrangian L computations of expectation values of Wilson loop operators. The right-hand side is ambiguous, and the ambiguity it has is the ultraviolet ambiguity, choice of points per integralization in computing the expectation values. And this is these choices are labeled by integer, which is the framing of the knot. So this is just a statement of the usual UV IR correspondence in gravity gauge theory dualities. So to summarize, on general grounds, we're predicting that all amplitudes of the B model B model brain and all the and DA model agree because they're mirror because we predicted they're mirror. I did this in a very a very small class of examples here, but this generalizes to all non-compact toric Calabi-Yau manifolds immediately. In particular, we predict that the B model, this partition function, has integer expansion of this form, and furthermore, that these integers count the number of primitive holomorphic disk instantons in the appropriate phases of the A model, together with the quantum ambiguity. I've really omitted to say something very important, which is the underlying reason for the integrality of this amplitude is that these integers really count the number of BPS states. In particular, if you consider a D6 brain wrapped on L, then they count number of BPS D4 brains wrapped on a holomorphic disk in this class. So what should really sit in this formula is the action, is the tension of that of the BPS domain wall. There's no reason this tension should agree with coordinate on the Riemann surface, no physical reason. However, the tension of the domain wall is a physical quantity, and it is exactly computable. So it turns out, so one can show that that u hat coincides with this naive notion of size at a leading order, but then that there are instanton corrections to this. And again, this is exactly computable. And only in this choice of parameterization will this amplitude have integer expansion. Okay, so I have time for one of the most naive examples. We started this O minus 1 times O minus 1 over P1, the small resolution of the conifold. So, let's pick a parameterization of the Calabi-Yau. Closed strings are invariant under this, but this picks naturally the parameterization of the Riemann surface. Okay, then naively computing the B model partition function, you see that dFdu which is V, is given as follows, and this has perturbative expansion around U is of order T over 2, and T is large, and V is of order 0. And when you expand it, so this means that what this is computing is computing the number of holomorphic disk instantons ending on this brain. So just comparing to what Taguri and Waffer predicted, you find that there are exactly two instantons. It's very simple. One wrapping the left half of the P1, and one wrapping the right half of the P1. This is for a particular choice of the integer ambiguity. If you change that, you'll get infinite number of integers. So we computed we computed the predictions for the numbers of primitive disk instantons in the following cases for various phases of where you can put the brain and various choices of ambiguity. And in particular, for the O minus 3 over P2, we find the following integers. This table corresponds to brain sitting here, and this table corresponds to brain sitting here, and corresponds to brain sitting here, and they look different. And then there's the integer ambiguity on top. And in fact, these numbers have been verified by Eric Zaslow and collaborator. There are also two other groups. One is Sheldon Kutz and Melissa Liu, and the other is a group at Stanford, groups who are counting these integers from the mathematical viewpoint. As I said, the integers you get are the numbers of curves up to a sign. The sign has to do with some fermionic determinants, and the numbers you really want are the absolute values of these. And the group at Stanford is Yun Li and Yun Song. So mirror symmetry turns out to provide relevant information about certain M-theory compactifications on G2 manifolds as well. Take, for example, type 2A on X, where X is topologically C3, with a D6 brain wrapping C cross S1. So you can get this either directly or as a limit of the case we studied when the size of the P1 goes to infinity. This leaves to M-theory on a 7 manifold, since D6 brains are geometrized, with a G2 holonomy, because the theory has n equals to 1 supersymmetry. The 7 manifold is a circle vibration over X, where the circle action fixes L. The only non-trivial cycle in M7 can come from the disk ending on the D6 brain. This is because the D6 brain, when you lift it to M-theory, is geometrized, so the disk must lift to a complete manifold as well. And it is very easy to see that it lifts to an S3. Basically because the circle of the M-theory vanishes over the boundary of the disk, and this gives an S3. So since this S3 is the only non-trivial cycle in M7, M7 is topologically S3 cross R4. So as we discussed, and it immediately generalizes to this case, there are three phases of type 2 string theory in X with a D6 brain, and they lift to three phases of M theory on M7, which are basically three ways of resolving the singularity which are related by flops. This was discussed by Atiyah and Witten. So M-theory on M7 has one complex dimensional moduli space, equivalent to type 2A string theory has one complex dimensional moduli space, but the interpretation of the modulus, the size of the modulus in M-theory changes. Now it is the volume of the S3 and the period of the three-form potential through it. So classically, connecting these three phases requires passing through a singularity. Quantum mechanically, of course, you know that this cannot be true. And as we saw, type 2A geometry receives disk instanton corrections. And correspondingly, M-theory will receive membrane instanton corrections from membranes wrapped on S3, which is what the disk lift to. So in fact, you know that there will be corrections, but in fact, you can sum them up exactly using mirror symmetry, because the B-model geometry is classical. So the mirror B-model is given as follows, and this is the corresponding Riemann surface. So this Riemann surface has three asymptotic regions in this region, again, these had variables, I should explain, are the flat coordinates, the one which measure the sizes of the tension of the domain walls throughout. And I will, yes, in the C3 example, in the O-1 times O-1 over P1 example, the corrections are really trivial, but in all other cases, they're very non-trivial corrections. Okay, so here I'm free to mix them because the shift is just by I pi. At any rate, this has three asymptotic region. In this region, V hat is approximately zero, and U is very large. So clearly, this should be identified with the volume of the S3 in phase one. Here, U hat is approximately zero, and V is very large. So this should so V hat should be identified with the volume, with the complexified volume of the S3 in phase two. Yes, by membrane asymptotes from M theory viewpoint. I'm exactly computing what this is. Yes, but the computation is nevertheless exact at a non-perturbative level. That is the virtue of it. In fact, the topological B model disk partition function has superstring interpretation. The superstring interpretation is that it computes superpotential, contributions to the superpotential in the four-dimensional effective theory, n equals to one theory. In this case, it computes the exact superpotential. And the disk partition function is given as before. The term linear in V it does not affect topological string amplitudes. It is ambiguous, and I'm free to add it. And in fact, I must. So one sees, by minimizing W, you see that U hat is set to U naught, and then V hat is determined from the equation of the Riemann surface. So the Riemann surface is a space of all vacua as parameters of the theory are varied. There is another type J string theory which lifts to the same 7-manifold in M theory. This has weakly coupled description by D6 brains on cotangent space of S3 in phase 1, and by O minus 1 times O minus 1 over P1 with 1 unit of Ramon Ramon flux through the P1. And the lift to M theory was considered in the context of geometrizing the open-closed string duality of the two phases. In fact, the Riemann surface made its appearance in the original work of Rafa, which had put this duality in the context of superstring. And this is because one can compute the superpotential there exactly too. And the superpotential is given by this, where F naught of T, this is in the language of O minus 1 times O minus 1 over P1, where F naught of T is the partition function at genus 0. and Y here is an n-sector parameter which measures the holomorphic volume of the S3 at infinity. At any rate, once you minimize this, you get the following equation, where Y is, as I said, is the holomorphic volume of the S3. Once you go through this side, it becomes the volume of the S3 to the D6 branch wrap, and T is the area of the P1. But lifting this to M theory and recompactifying, Y should exactly be identified with U hat, and T should be identified with V hat. So the two Riemann surfaces are, in fact, canonically identified. In this context, the Riemann surface was an abstract object, but here it is physical. So it is easy to generalize this. It is easy to generalize this to arbitrary n. In M theory, it is done by replacing S3 cross R4 in phase 1 by S3 cross R4 mod Zn. And in type 2 string theory, this descends to a quotient of C3, which is C cross C square mod Zn. So this is for phase 1 from the M theory perspective. So it descends to this together, of course, with a D6 brain, which traps L mod Zn once. Moving the D6 brain around does not change the geometry classically, but it changes the quantum theory. So the mirror of this can be found, and it is given as follows. The mirror D5 brain propagates on the corresponding smooth Riemann surface. So one can smoothly interpolate between different phases by moving the mirror D5 brain around, where one finds one or the other weakly coupled description. So in particular, in the language of open closed string duality, the phase 1, which is this region of the Riemann surface, where u is much, much greater than 0 and v is approximately 0. So in this phase, the D6 brain description is good because the Young-Mills coupling is weak, and the volume of the S3 here, this S3, is large. V, on the other hand, so this is the interpretation of u, it's just y, as we saw. V, on the other hand, has a natural interpretation as the trace of the Gaugian bilinear. This is basically because u and v are conjugate variables in the superpotential. Equivalently, because crossing the domain wall, the theta angle shifts by 2 pi. So, and the superpotential, which has uv-like terms, shifts by trace w squared. So, from sigma, in the appropriate asymptote from the equation of sigma, you can read off that v is approximately equal to this, which is, of course, exactly the right value for the Gaugian condensate. In phase 2, this phase, the O minus 1 times O minus 1 over P1 description is weakly coupled. Here, V has a natural interpretation as the area of P1, which is large. But of course, you can smoothly move the D5 brain from one phase to the other. And so trace W square, which is, so V, in this phase, has interpretation as trace W square, and in this phase, it has interpretation as a scalar parameter of the P1. And this is, so this proves the identification which was conjectured in the directly in the context of these two dualities in the Kummer's paper of August. Okay. So this, on a practical note, this provides way to geometrically engineer four-dimensional n equals to 1 theories, analogously to what was done in the case of n equals to 2 theories, where gauge symmetry and matter come from geometry, and supersymmetry is broken to n equals to 1 by the non-compact D6 brains. Furthermore, you can use mirror symmetry to obtain information about homomorphic quantities in the strongly coupled gauge theory by asking questions in the mirror geometry, which is classical. And this is really all I have to say. I'm sorry, I was a bit too quick. This is my personal record.
Other questions?
Quantum you tell us the quantum ambiguity is in set parameter n.
Yes.
Now what happens if you set n equals 0?
The ambiguity is indexed by the whole family of integers z. There is no canonical choice, including n equals to zero. No, nothing special happens. You just, but what does happen is that the number of BPS state changes as you change n. There's no canonical choice there.
Because of that ambiguity, how do you compare people who are actually counting the curves?
The people who are actually counting the curves also see the ambiguity. Their calculation is ambiguous as well. Basically, the closure calculation does not depend on the choice of toric weights one chooses, and in this case it does, and that is the ambiguity. That is how they see it. I could explain some a bit nicer to, as well, but this would require some more discussion.
You mentioned for this one model that the mathematicians have been comparing to your numbers, and then
yes.
You mentioned some other models. Have they also been comparing for all these other models?
Well, you know, people have never calculated this before, so the P2 is really, you know, well, O minus, they have been comparing it for O minus 1 times O minus 1 over P1 and for
right.
P2. The others, they have not done yet.
But you guys have predictions, which
we have predictions,
eventually
yes, absolutely.
They'll be able to compare to.
Absolutely. But, you know, at this level, these are, you know, very large numbers, and we are confident that they all be right.
Any more questions? Well, if there are no further questions, let's thank Mina again. And,